I just wanted to come on briefly and just talk about some politics behind the scenes with Roe versus Wade being overturned. I saw something coming. I didn't know it was going to be this, but I saw something coming, and I will tell you why. Supreme Court judges, Supreme Court justices, those are very, very important positions. When you get that seat, you get that seat 9 out of 10 from a president who will pick you. They might nominate a few, but they will make the final say and put who they want in place there. A lot of times for very strategic political reasons, okay? They're not going to just put somebody there that, first of all, this is the Supreme Court, so they make all these rules or based on constitutional, what's unconstitutional. They have the power to make new law, change new law. So you want people there that you, I wouldn't say can control, but that you feel share your brain. And so I'll never forget that in 2016, Court Justice Antonin Scalia passed away. And when he passed away, I said, oh gosh, it was the way he passed away, it was rather suspicious. He was one of those people who was holding off on gay marriage being legalized, constitutionalized, and was very much on the path. And you have to remember, when you're a Supreme Court Justice, you sit for life. You sit for life. There is no, oh, we're going to try again and elect somebody else another 4, 8, 16 years. You sit for life. So when you have somebody like Antonin Scalia sitting up there and holding up things and you want to make change, you might not have put Antonin Scalia there, but somebody, some president, maybe, like I said, it's a life term. By the time he passed away, he was 79. He could have gotten there when he was 50. He could have gotten there when he was 45, for all I know. Who knows? But by the time they wanted to make these changes with gay marriage, and I'm not saying anything about gay marriage, this guy was holding out. He passed away under mysterious circumstances. Yes, he was old, but he was perfectly healthy. He was going to vacation, he went, and sometime on vacation while he was relaxing, he just supposedly suffered a massive heart attack, and now a seat is open. This was during the 2016, I believe, early 2016, between January and March of 2016. And then, of course, now you have a seat open that must be filled. At the time, Obama was president. It was, I believe, his second term, and he get to decide who he wants to be there. And I believe he put a man in there by first name of Merrick. I can't remember who he was, but this guy who he put in there, as soon as Scalia passed away, was it within a short time, honey. I want to say like within a week's time. It felt like a week. They started getting the ball rolling on Supreme Court approval for gay marriage, okay? Because if somebody's holding out, everybody on that seat, everybody in the justice system has some kind of a power, and he was on top of voting for it. Long story short, gay rights came through, but honestly, politically, it seems like if Scalia's seat didn't open up for Obama's, because it's Obama's administration that opened the door, and then later on, other states came through with the approval of gay rights and marriage, or supporting it and not discriminating. Fast forward recently, what happened in the Supreme Court system? There was a seat that opened up. Once the seat opened up, I said, oh, fuck me. Because that was wonderful. See, that is wonderful for people. If you was being oppressed and opposed and all of this, the fact that the new Supreme Court justices got together and finally, under the United States Constitution, said it is legalized for them to want to be married, let them get married and have rights, that was a big deal. So, of course, the LGBTQ community, or how many letters they had in their name at the time, was up and, you know, happy. Now, fast forward, you had a woman who everybody was excited about, who became the first Black justice, okay? And when she went up in there, all the sisters were excited because, oh my God, it's a Black lady, the first Black Supreme Court justice. And yes, that's a big deal. But I'm like, yo, don't believe the hype. I don't, as a Black woman, I don't get so caught up anymore. I mean, it might be even a little offensive every time we say, oh my God, the first. Okay, so eventually we will get the first Black woman, the first Puerto Rican woman. We're going to get the first Asian woman. We're going to get the first Indian woman. We're going to get the first bitch from Dubai. Excuse my language, I shouldn't have said bitch in Dubai because, you know, they all Muslim and all of that. They probably don't curse. But we're going to eventually get the first of everything. And guess what? After the first, is going to be a second. Okay? And yes, clap. But at the same time, I don't get, like, so racially involved. I'm like, oh my God, she's Black. She's still from, like, ugh. She's there. Congratulations, you know. That's it. The hell we doing here? What the hell they used to call that thing when they used to sit there and give Black people the position first because of whatever, moving on. I'm like, whatever. The first thing I thought after that was something's going to change. Something's going to fucking change. It's going to change fast and soon. It wasn't too long this woman was sworn in. There's 100, she's 116th member, so there's a lot of members. Some members may have, I guess, more pull than others. But as soon as they put her back in there, and I'm not saying that she's the one that goes in there, but like I said, you put in who you want to put in for specific reasons, black, white, or whatever. And now you have them talking about Roe versus Wade being overturned. Y'all, let me tell you something. Y'all could keep clapping. Oh, she's the first white. Blah, 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 blah. But they all is voting to overturn it. Stop getting caught up with these, the first black thing. As soon as I said, I said, fuck that she's black and she's the first. All I see here is what I know. And in politics, what happens? There's an open seat in the Supreme Court. They're going to put somebody else in. They're appointing her. If they're appointing her, they're appointing her for a reason. Okay? And the next time a Supreme Court justice probably passes away or dies, they're going to put somebody in there eventually that's going to do something constitutionally with these gun laws. They're just waiting, you see? Right? It was gay rights and other things. Constitutional laws are either being changed all the time or not. Okay? They constantly are hearing cases. They decide how many cases they want to hear all the time. But now you got them talking about they want to overturn it. They're voted to overturn it. They're voting to overturn it. We just got in the door, sis. They're voting to overturn. Yeah, because they knew something was going to change. How do I feel about this? I'm pro-choice. I don't understand any of this. I don't understand anybody telling me what to do with my body. That's what I mean by pro-choice. I just don't understand anybody telling me what to do with my body. You know, before even having a child or whether I should conceive or not conceive or whatever the situation is or how many I should conceive. Like in China, when they were trying to say each family should have one child and had the nerve to say that the male child is more valuable than the female child, there was a time they was actually killing the females, or they don't value the females like they do the males because the governments have brainwashed them to think like that. I do not believe the government should be intervening with things of that nature. The same way I do not believe this for the government to tell me to go get a jab. Okay, so when I go to pro-choice, I'll be like, yeah. And then when I read the news these days every day, and I never turn a blind eye. You know, a lot of these kids are suffering, man, and dying in the hands of people that's supposed to be their primary caregiver. It could be their mothers. It could be their mother's boyfriends. It could be their own fathers. There's never a week that goes by where there's not a story. And some of these parents are getting younger and younger. Some of these parents, they can't handle it. They either put in alcohol in a baby bottle, fentanyl. You know, I don't know what the hell's going on with fentanyl, but fentanyl popping up in these kids' systems like crazy. Some of these people can't handle. Some kids is young. These kids is crying. They can't handle the crying. They're beating on the kids, you know, stuff of that nature. And you have people that love their kids just fine. And every parent's going to go through struggles or frustrations with their child, but they're handling it, doing it just fine. They're not abusing their kids. Some people shouldn't have kids. Just some people shouldn't have kids. What about the poor child that might have been raped by her sexual assaulter? And now she's pregnant. She's young. Maybe she doesn't want to have it. Maybe it's too much for her to produce that child. And you have people who have been victims of rape and have no problems producing the child because they don't put the anger of the attacker on the child. But every situation is different. You have people who are pregnant. They want to go on with the pregnancy just fine. And for some reason, complications occur. I knew somebody who couldn't, the fluid in the sac, the amniotic fluid, you need that. The baby needs that. The baby needs the amniotic fluid like a fish needs water. But there was a hole in the sac and the baby couldn't develop. You need the amniotic fluid for the baby to develop. So in other words, the baby was in a sac that had lacked water and was not developing properly. No kidneys. The baby wouldn't have no lungs. They said the baby could only right now survive inside of you. And if you have the child, it will be stillborn. By 5 months, this woman had to make a decision to go get a DNC or a DNE. These things is like literally, they got to kill the baby and pull the baby out. If people go through traumatic things, did they want to have an abortion at 5? No, but sometimes medically it's important. Pro-choice, pro-choice, pro-choice is my choice, okay? I do not agree with people who I've also met in the past who have used birth control, or I wouldn't say this, birth control. They use abortion as a means of birth control. And what I mean by that is 6th time pregnant, 5th time pregnant. I'm just running up in here. I'm just going to get a fix. I'm just going to go, excuse my language, and get scraped. That's what they refer it to, okay? And they just do it, you know. And then there's always the misconception that most people who don't have kids probably had abortions, and that's why they don't, you know, especially if you're in a certain cultural group like black women or Hispanic women. But the truth of the matter is, just because somebody don't have a child all the time does not mean that they had an abortion, it could just simply mean that they can't produce or they're trying to conceive and they couldn't. They might have had a miscarriage and maybe don't want to try again. We don't know people's situations, okay? And then you have other situations where people have kids and they have abortions, because some people assume that the people who have kids, if they get pregnant right now again, since you had one kid, you're going to have all your kids. That's not necessarily the case. I have met women that said, I have an abortion. It's no shame or anything, but I'm African woman. I have kids in between 20-something years old. She told me my youngest is probably like 6. She's like, in my culture, you get pregnant, you have to have the baby. She said, I don't want any more children. She said, I'm done raising children. Right now, my husband is in Africa. She said, my family doesn't know, his family don't know. She said, I'm trying to go and get this done. Women talk to women. Women, we know. Women talk to women of all ages. If we get into a moment and we talking, we all talk. So we all know what we go through or have an idea. And she said, while he's gone away, because he's going away for probably like 2-3 weeks, sometimes people go back home and they go for a long stretch. She said, by the time you come back, I'll be healed. He won't know. Okay. She was hiding it from her family. And there's other people that said it from their families, but they told other people, you know. So at the end of the day, everybody have a choice to make, a right to make a choice. What's the lady that, was it Andrea Yates? Who was the lady that drowned all her babies? Don't you know, by the time she had a second baby, the doctor told her and her husband, psychologically wise, she shouldn't have another child. That doesn't mean that she should have conceived just to kill the child, but they still kept conceiving. She still kept conceiving. And after a while, she was psychologically and mentally broke. Okay? We don't know. Nobody knows what their mindset is going to be like. I don't want for the baby to be thrown into the garbage as soon as it's born. You know what I'm saying? I can't tell you what personal choice to make. That's between you, your creator. That's between you and your family. That's between you and yourself. That's between you and your universe. Or maybe you don't believe in anything at all. But I don't believe in babies being thrown in the damn garbage. I don't believe in babies being flushed. I don't believe in babies being, you can't handle it. The baby done pee 3 times that day. That's what these guys are saying. The baby, she left me with the baby. The baby had peed on itself 3 times. The third time, I was so frustrated, I hit him. After I hit him, he wouldn't stop crying. Well, you hit him. Well, you fucking hit him. You know, and then you got people that's just like, they get with the boyfriend, and all of a sudden the boyfriend is more important than the baby. I don't know. I'm tired of seeing kids suffer. You know, I don't know that everybody should have a child. I'm not saying that everybody should go kill their child while it's in their womb. I'm just simply saying a right to make a choice. Better to be able to make a choice than no choice. Even after you have the baby. I'm tired. Why are you killing them? You can go to the fire department and say, I don't want the baby no more. There's too many places, just like when you're driving in the street, it's a hospital this way, arrow. There's too many places that say baby safe haven this way. And people still choose the other route, you know. So now I'm just trying to say, I can tell you what to do, but do not take away pro-choice. Because guess what? They're still going to do it anyway. When they started taking away from other people in certain states, they went over to the other states. They're going to do botched ones and fuck themselves up and, God forbid, kill themselves. God forbid, by mistake, injury, infection. Before it was even legalized to do it, before there was a Planned Parenthood, women was finding a way to try to drop themselves down the stairs to get a hanger. I don't even want to try to go into the history of home once. They would try to find people to help them do it. Sometimes their husbands didn't even know. So why are you putting women in that kind of situation? We want them to have proper health care. We don't want them trying to go get botched things over here. Like they get botched ass shots over there in somebody's house basement and they end up dying because they injected them with cement or something in the ass sheet. No. So that's my thoughts on it. And I just wanted to say I knew that something was going to change. I didn't know what. Anything could change because the Constitution is so big. But I knew it was going to be something controversial. It could have been guns, but it wasn't guns. And this time they're trying to touch the Roe versus Wade. Child, let me say something. I don't know. Maybe it doesn't affect you, but it's going to affect you, you know, your next generation. If you have a piece of you that's in the next generation, I don't give a fuck if it's a niece or goddaughter, if you don't even have no kids. It's going to affect the next generation, you know. I don't know where the government gets off, but here they are getting off, trying to tell us what to do. Yeah, so I just want to come on and just share that real quick. And also my opinion on it, my stance. Monitor this and see where it's going. But, yeah. So on that note, happy Friday, Chapel's Corner. I love you all. Stay safe, and I'll see you all soon here on Chapel's Corner. Bye. Mm-hmm.